This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. Our esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner, is in L.A. and unfortunately not with us, but we are here in San Francisco, backstage at The Independent, and we're joined by none other than Los Amigos Invisibles, the multiple Grammy-nominated Venezuelan funk band that's no stranger to our show, The Latin Alternative. In fact, they've been here a couple times, and it's always a pleasure to have them with us. We're joined today by frontman Julio Briceño and Katire. I never know your full name.
Katire Jose Torres, the bass player.
Yes, el bajista y el cantante, the bassist and the singer. And we're here before their sold-out show at The Independent. And Caballeros de los Amigos Invisibles, welcome to the show.
Muchas gracias. Thank you very mucho, like we said in Miami. So we're happy to be here, especially at the West Coast. If it wouldn't be that expensive, for sure I would be, you know, I'll be here. But we'd love to play it at the West Coast.
Well, we're always glad to have you in town. And Los Amigos Invisibles recently released a new album, El Paradise, which features collaborations with a number of high-profile artists, including Kinky, Los Auténticos Decadentes, Elastic Bond, and Oscar León. I have to say, I've been thoroughly enjoying the new album. And for those listeners who've never heard Los Amigos Invisibles, how would you briefly describe the band's music? I know you guys call your music like La Gozadera, but to a gringo, how would you describe the sound?
Well, basically, it's a funk, you know, based in funk music and dance music with a lot of Latin styles on it, like Latin rhythms and electronic gimmicks. So everything has to be funky, danceable, and groovy. I could say that for Los Amigos Invisibles music.
I'd agree.
I would say it's like Caribbean disco funk.
I like both of these descriptions.
If that means anything.
Now, I want to kick things off with Dame El Mambo, the first single on Los Amigos Invisibles' new album, El Paradise. Can you just briefly tell us about this song?
Well, it's a song that we think it's a funk, a house funky Afrobeat kind of thing. Kind of playing with the urban thing that is, you know, happening. Not that urban, but plays a little bit. We actually read a review of a fan in YouTube or somewhere. He said, like, this is smart reggaeton. Okay. And we were, like, proud to hear that. But, yeah, we have, like, as Julio said, song electronic gimmicks in that. But the song is mainly about the groove. And, you know, maybe it was weird for that song to be the first single because it's not a song, like, you know.
It's less traditional.
It's less traditional. But you know what? What's been happening in live shows? People, it's one of the songs that they enjoy the most because it's because of the experience of dancing. It's a very tribal thing. So I think people is catching up with it.
Let's take a listen to Dame El Mambo, the first single on Los Amigos Invisibles' latest album, El Paradise.
Lo que tú tienes, mami, lo que yo quiero. Ay, mamá, dame el mambo, dame el mambo, dame el mambo, dame el mambo. Lo que tú tienes, mami, lo que tú tienes pa' gozar. Yo sé cómo te gusta, ven y mueve tu cintura. Acércate, princesa, y deja la pena para que sientas la candela. Dame el mambo, dame el mambo.
are listening to The Latin Alternative, and we are joined by Venezuela's multi-Grammy-nominated Latin funk party crew Los Amigos Invisibles for a special takeover episode. We just heard Dame El Mambo from the group's new album El Paradise, and now we're going to take a listen to my favorite song on the group's new album, the song Aquí Nadie Está Sano, or Nobody Here Is Sane, and I was telling Julio that's my children's favorite song as well. Certainly, the manic, almost bipolar sound of this track would seem to confirm the sentiment that nobody here is sane. Tell us a little bit about the song, and I understand it's a collaboration with Argentina's legendary rock band Los Auténticos Decadentes.
We started doing this song, as many other of the album, as a jam session. We started jamming and recording everything. And this one, we brought it as an idea to mix, you know, house music with 1920s, 1930s swing music. I remember saying, I don't remember the name right now, the guitar player.
Django Reinhardt
was the first influence. Like, man, let's do something like that with a house beat. I've been listening to that, especially from French artists, that they call it electro swing. So anyone who wants to enjoy that sound, there are so many mixtapes as electro swing on the web. So we did this first music without any lyrics, and this jam session, when we started doing the album, they were, you know, we worked from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., office hours. But with a bottle of rum, bottle of scotch, beers, so many other things for inspiration. So by that time, when we finished this song as just music, the instrumental part, you know, the sound engineer, that by that time he went, you know, to see us in the studio, like, man, nobody here is sane, right? You know, so we were like, man, we should work on that title, Aquí Nadie Está Sano. So Catire came out with the lyrics, and you know, and we really like it because it's kind of funny, but it's also it's a true story based on a true story.
All right, we're going to take a listen to the Aquí Nadie Está Sano from Los Amigos Invisibles' latest album, El Paradise.
situación, pero ella oye la radio muy poquito. Estoy mortificado por Sabrina, corazón. ¿Será que ella no quiere algo conmigo? Yo escucho las campanas de una boda en un salón, pero no me ha mostrado ni el ombligo. Ella es como el mar, el mar. Yo la quiero navegar. Ella es como el mar, el mar. Y en sus piernas naufraga. Esta Sabrina el corazón, aunque ella de mi amor no ha conocido,
no conoce nada.
Yo le dedico rosas sin ninguna discreción,
por tus claveles,
pero solo quedan en su olvido.
Margarita,
es como el mar. Que no sea tan así, que guarde sus pecados toditicos para mí. Pero sabes bien quién es culpable entre los dos. Tu mi tonto corazón, yo soy testigo.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative in a special takeover episode with Venezuela's Los Amigos Invisibles, the ultimate Latin funk party band. They recently released a new album, El Paradise, and we just heard the track Sabrina, a collaboration with the legendary Venezuelan salsa vocalist Oscar León. Now, the next question comes from our show's co-host, Ernesto Lechner, who felt it was an important question to ask. How is Los Amigos Invisibles coping with the loss of virtuoso songwriter José Luis Pardo? Will he ever come back? I know this is a hard question, but...
I mean, it was a tough moment for us, not only the departure of Cheo, but the departure of Armando. They happened almost at the keyboard player happened almost at the same time, but we decided to keep on on this career because we still like what we do and people's been very supportive. You know, after all these changes, we kept touring and we kept seeing people coming to our show. So we said, oh, come on. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, whether people don't know that the band split or they don't care, it doesn't matter. People come to our shows and have a good time. So yeah, it was a time for reinvention, you know, to starting to do things differently. Theo was the main composer in the band, and he was one of it was a very important person in the band. So we just started to ask ourselves, okay, what to do, how to do it, and so far so good, man. It's now I can tell you the band plays more like a team. Uh-huh. Before, I think it was more like individuals trying to do their best. Now it's like a team effort, and I think I'm enjoying a lot of that. And in this album, everybody in the band composed, sang, played everything. I mean, so that's what I mean with a team effort. Exactly.
Well, I have to say, I was very pleasantly surprised because I wasn't sure what to expect, knowing that you had lost two members, but I'm loving the record.
And me neither. That's why we started doing those jam sessions called creative campings. Uh-huh. Because anytime we saw a free space on the agenda, so we booked a studio in Miami and started throwing ideas. And especially that we work in every idea like 2 hours, no more than 2 hours, man. Yeah, I feel like when you start playing after 2 hours the same idea, you start to get, I don't know, frustrated or tired and self-conscious. So yeah. And then we started doing some. So for us, it was also a surprise that we can come out with this record. And we have to say also that Enrique González Mueller as a producer pushes, you know, in a good way. And also Carl Kling from RAC, Remix Artist Collective from Portland. We met him in Mexico and we love his sound. And also Julien Jabre, the sound engineer from Dimitri from Paris.
Oh, yeah.
He mixed
I know you work with
Espérame, and he mixed Dame el Mambo.
Okay.
So the sound, you know, is really good, and we really enjoy it. And for the last part of the question of Ernesto, that if we know if DJ Afro Orcheo is coming back, we don't know. You know, you have to ask him because...
To be determined.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to play another one of my favorite songs on this new album, El Paradise. This is Viajero Frecuente del Amor, which translates to the wonderful title, Frequent Flyer of Love.
Duermo encima de tu pecho.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Hi everybody, I'm Julio Briseño from Los Amigos Invisibles and you're listening to Latin Alternative.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and we're joined by Venezuela's multi-Grammy-nominated Latin funk band Los Amigos Invisibles for a special takeover episode. Going way back in the Los Amigos Invisibles time machine to 1998, we just heard the track Sexy off the group's US debut album, The New Sound of the Venezuelan Gozadera, an album that was released by Talking Heads leader David Byrne's label, Luacabop. And this is one of my favorite stories in Latin music. Can you just tell our listeners a little bit how Los Amigos Invisibles came to the attention of David Byrne? Is it true that he found a Venezuelan import copy of your first album in a New York City record store and became a fan?
Yes, it was like that. And we went to New York. As soon as we released that first record, we paid our own, airline tickets, and we went to New York just to give it a shot to play in some bars, especially SOBs that we still play today at the SOBs. And we met Alberto Cabello. That's a Venezuelan guy who used to be a drummer from Sentimiento Muerto. Sentimiento Muerto could be easily one of the best alternative bands in Venezuela in the 90s, 80s, by the end of the 80s, 90s. And I think still by now it could be the most important. So he was a drummer and he was studying here, music business. So we met him and we started, talking about the band, and he listened to the band and he went like, "Oh man, I want to work with you guys. I want to buy a couple of boxes of the CDs." Yeah, and start giving to people. And I know some person at Tower Records. So that's why David Byrne picked up a copy of Atypical and Autochthonal Venezuelan Dance Band. There is something very important to say about that when he read the information on the CD pages, there was a typo mistake saying that this is a production made in 1985, was in 1995.
Right. You think it's an old album?
So David was like, "Man, these guys, who are these guys?
They're so futuristic for 1985.
Yeah, yeah, so I have to call them." So he called, and by that time we were out of the record contract, so he offered us one, and the story changed radically for us as a musician, as in a band.
So I guess the moral to the story in the pre-internet era was to get your album at Tower Records and have David Byrne just randomly browse and buy it. That's the lesson here. Now we're going to go play one of my favorite Los Amigos Invisibles tracks from recent years. Full disclosure, I placed this song in a Yoplait commercial when I was vice president of Nacional Records. From their 2014 album, Repeat After Me, this is the song La Que Me Gusta.
Le gusta la que me gusta. Ay, ay, ay. ay, 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 me gustó. Ay, 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 le gusté a la que me gusta. Ay, 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 no.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Saben que no andas sola. Si preguntas, destapamos otra botella de vino para continuar inventando lo que va a pasar. La llave en la cola, que el taco no importa, que el parque no es chino, sino que es divino. Que todo es más claro, que el beso es más caro. Que nunca olvidemos al libertador. Que quiero besarte, que quiero tocarte, que quiero morderte, que quiero comerte, que voy a tenerte, que vas a creerme. Mi amor es más grande que día que apetar. Que quiero besarte, que quiero tocarte, que quiero morderte, que quiero comerte, que quiero, 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 que quiero, 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 de que quiero, de que quiero, de que quiero, de que quiero.
Na, na, na.
You are listening to The Latin Alternative in a special takeover episode with Venezuela's Los Amigos Invisibles, the ultimate Latin funk party band. We just heard La Lluvia Sabe Que No Anda Solo from the group's 2011 album, Not So Commercial. We're now going to take a listen to the song Mentiras, or Lies, which, to my knowledge, has become one of Los Amigos Invisibles' biggest songs, not just on YouTube, but among concertgoers who love to scream the words. Someone please tell us about the lyrical theme to this song.
Well, it actually is based on a true story. One man in a world. No, you know what happened was that we were in Dominican Republic in a festival and we played that night very late, like very late. So late that it became morning at some point. And then Mauricio and Cheo, they were walking in the beach, and this is true. It's a true story. Like two fans, obviously in the beach in bikini, they say, oh, let's take a picture. And these guys, I mean, they just came after the show, you know, with the show clothes and the girls in bikini. So they took the picture, and then Mauricio's wife saw the picture on the web, and then she sent an email with no subject. Mauricio opened the email. It was a picture. So what happened here?
Right.
And he said, like, oh, man, I wanted to tell her that wasn't me. Oh. So we started joking about it, and then that's the birth of the idea of the song.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, somebody's girlfriend or wife discovered the guy with, you know, in a picture with a girl, and he said, no, it wasn't me, it's not me.
This is almost like the Latin answer to the Shaggy song, it wasn't exactly me, I guess. Let's take a listen to Los Amigos Invisibles and the track Mentiras, going back to 2009 off the album Commercial.
Esas son puras mentiras. Esa noche yo no andaba allí. Debes estar confundida. O había un tipo igualito a mí. Esas son puras mentiras. Esa noche yo no andaba allí. Debes estar confundida. O había un tipo igualito a mí. Te cuentan que me vieron paseando en la ciudad con una ropa fina y con cara de galán, mirando a todas las chicas pasar frente a mí. Pero eso es imposible, yo nunca estuve allí. Cuando no estás conmigo yo me porto. No salgo ni a la esquina ni hablo con mi vecina. Aunque no te lo niego, sigue estando divina. Esas son puras mentiras. Esa noche yo no andaba allí. Debes estar confundida. O había un tipo igualito a mí. Esas son puras mentiras. Esa noche yo distraído, te juro yo esa hora estaba más que dormido. No sé de qué me hablas, yo no sé qué pasa. Tú siempre por ahí, yo tranquilo en mi casa, leyéndome unos libros para poder comprender cómo debo tratarte y entenderte, mujer. Esas son puras mentiras. Esas son puras mentiras.
me.
This is the Latin Alternative. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Latin Alternative, and this has been a special takeover episode. We've been joined by Venezuelan funksters Los Amigos Invisibles. Going back to the year 2000, we just heard Amor from the album Arepa 3000. If you like what you've been hearing, please follow us on Facebook at The Latin Alternative or on Twitter. Our ID is Latin Alt. You can also catch the weekly podcast edition of the show at thelatinalternative.com. One of the things I love about Los Amigos Invisibles is your willingness to experiment with dance music while incorporating live instrumentation and working with a number of different high-profile producers over the years. You guys typically don't work with the same producer on album after album. And I was wondering if you could just tell us about this acid jazz-flavored track, Ease Your Mind, and your collaboration with Masters at Work.
Yeah, it came out from the Masters at Work guys, especially Lil Louis Vega.
Who's a legend.
Yeah, who's a legend and a fabulous producer. We were recording Venezuelan Singa Song Volume 1, and he was like, hey, guys, you got to do this cover from this band. It's going to, you know, it reminds me Los Amigos, especially the voices that you can all sing along. And he put this song, Ease Your Mind, the original track. I don't remember now who's the...
Touchdown
is the original artist.
Okay.
And it was like almost this flavor. Maybe, you know, we did it more modern.
It's a cover.
More modern. It's a cover.
Yeah.
Because the voices are, you know, it's not a main singer. They are all the guys. And you can listen to their Spanish accent easily in the original. You know, unwind your mind.
Yeah.
And don't look back to what you left behind. So, Luis Vega... He was between two covers. This one was more easily to do because he wanted to do also. It wasn't Should I Stay, Should I Go? It wasn't Training Vain. No, the other Rock the Cashba from the Clash. Uh-huh. He was like, man, you guys, Los Amigos should be working on. And we listened to both. Of course, Rock the Cashba was like the, you know, it's a big hit.
Right.
But it was more easily to do in the studio, Ease Your Mind.
Yes.
Well, it could have easily been Rock the Casbah, but instead, it was Ease Your Mind. We're going to exit the Latin Alternative. I want to thank Los Amigos Invisibles, our special guests today, who just released their new album, El Paradise. Caballeros, thank you so much for joining us today on the Latin Alternative.
Oh, thank you, man, for taking your time. So we're very happy to be showing, you know, playing this new record. And thanks for all the fans for the support.
Yeah, thank you, Josh and Ernesto. ¿Qué pasó, pana? Long time no see, bro. Thank you for the support. Hope to see you before the next album.
Adios y chao.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.